let me digress while we tell you the rest and talk about triangles and other things that come in threes. This is a story of love and hate in a third degree, of unholy trinities and morbid geometries. Three triangles that all intertwine, triangular tales of historical crimes. The first from the past will influence the last. Triangle One's a son of a gun, the story of a slave institution, the kidnapped, breaking, the sweat, and the death to pay for an industrial revolution. To Caribbean islands, conquistadors came, looking for gold to bring back to Spain. The British and Dutch, they wanted their due, the Danes and the French were in on it too. Within a few years, the oil was gone, Indians murdered, but Europe's hunger was long. So the plantation system became the way to get gold from those islands upon which they preyed. One third of Africa was taken away in colonial ships to Caribbean graves. They made sugar, tobacco, cotton, and rice, all kinds of products to fatten the whites. Sugar to New England would fill kegs of rum, plenty New Yorkers got rich on this run. Then rum bound for Africa pays for more slaves. This, roughly put, was the triangle slave trade. The genocidal triangle is what's happening now to the colonized, oppressed, the black and the brown. This three-sided form was made in hell, where unemployment leads to crime and then a jail cell. The constantly impoverished are driven to crime. The victims are caught and their whole people does time. Unemployment, crime, prison. The genocidal triangle is meant to keep the rich in power while the oppressed strangle. Now our vision of the Trilateral Commission, with their mushroom-clouded plan for every boy, girl, woman, and man. Europe, America, and Japan are trying to do the best they can to control a world going out of their hand. To make a future where it's safe to invest, keep racking their dough and sowing their mess. So they formed in a gang they call a group, all slicking their ties and polished jackboots. With knives in their eyes and hands to the gun, they plan among themselves what to do with everyone. They talked and they wrote and they pushed and they smoked. Tempers grew hot and arguments flew. Capitalist competition made quite a stew. At last from the overstuffed room their position. The crisis of democracy by Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission. The trouble with democracy, these businessmen cry, is that demand is always more than supply. Whatever freedoms the people get, they're not satisfied, they want more yet. Democracy's great, but it makes governments weak, like all the times the people took to the streets. The black and the brown were the worst of the lot, wanting a place at the table and not in the pot. Social movements cause such dread, police programs formed to kill leaders in bed. They killed him on podiums, they killed him on the stand. Don't want oppressed people free in the land. Clearly they tell us it's not enough to go around, it's only the haves to whom freedom's bound. And the way to ensure this democracy stays is to keep the one-time passive and unorganized groups in their place. Or to say in the words that they use, maintain a measure of apathy and non-involvement of certain individuals and groups. These black and brown people must be returned to passivity and defeatism, or we all will burn. So their triabolical scheme is pretty well laid. Forewarned is forearmed, with resistance we're saved. With resistance we're saved.